This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Thursday, July 23rd. God's word to you today is enough. Our scripture reading is taken from Exodus 4, verses 2 to 3, and it says, "Then the Lord asked him, 'What is that in your hand?' 'A shepherd's staff,' Moses replied. 'Threw it down on the ground,' the Lord told him. So Moses threw down the staff, and it turned into a snake. Moses jumped back." God recreates from something, no matter how little. What is it that you have that you think is little? In Mark 6, verses 30 to 44, Jesus instructed the disciples to feed the people. They protested because all they had at that time was 5 loaves and 2 fish. And with that little, the God of creation recreated and fed over 5,000 people. In 2 Kings 4, verses 1 to 7, the widow came to Elisha to ask for help. Her husband was a prophet and he served God in his lifetime, but creditors had come to take her sons. Elisha asked her what she had, and she said she did not have anything except a little oil. And with that little oil, God recreated. If it were our own time, this woman became a business mogul. She became a dealer in oil, exporting to different countries from her room. In 1 Kings 17, verses 7 to 16, Elijah asked the widow of Zarephath for water, and as she was going, he asked for something to eat, and she said that she did not have anything. She told him that what she had, she was about to prepare it as a last meal for herself and her son, and wait for death. But Elijah insisted that she should make him a meal first. The woman could have said, "This man, look at his cheeks. He has been eating fresh meat since the famine started." This was a poor widow that was about to die, but he insisted that she catered to him first. Amazing. And with the little, God recreated and recreated and recreated until there was no more famine in the land. What is it that you have that you think is little? These people, from the examples shared, also thought that what they had was little. You may think your certificate is little, or you may think that your grade is not internationally recognized. Just put it before God and watch God recreate it. What do you think is little? Do you think your health is dwindling? Put it before God, and God will recreate your organs. Amen. What do you think is little? Again, this is the reason why you cannot afford not to be on God's side. This brings us to the third implication. No God can stand against the God of creation. When he chooses to be your friend and to align with you, there is no one on earth, in heaven, under the water that can stand against him. No such God exists. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song. Our God is greater, our God is stronger. Lord, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power, our God, our God. And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what can stand against? Amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website www.gfhlive.tv for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.